Good evening, fellow Wahoos and ACC sports fans. This is Frank, and Hobbo to my immediate right.
Happy Labor Day out there. You know, for those of you out there having a cold one and a hot dog, the only question we have is where's our invitation? Did we get invited to a picnic? No, we're sitting here in the studio.
Daggone it. But that's okay.
Well, it is hot outside. It's hot in the studio today. Maybe they turned off the air conditioning. It's a day off. They didn't decide to crank the air today.
I'm just grateful that Douglas, the engineer, was here to buzz us in and let us do our thing. So anyway, Wahoo fans are probably still smarting a little bit after the close, narrow, surprising loss to the UCLA Bruins on Saturday in the hot confines of Scott Stadium, because when the sun came out and burst through those clouds, it was a furnace, and a lot of players were cramping up, and the fans were looking for some breeze, and thankfully at halftime there was a little bit of breeze blowing through the concourse. So,
Looking ahead, expect more of the same this coming Saturday, and of course it's going to start at 3:30, so it's going to certainly be warm, and I think there's even a chance of some thunderstorms, so hopefully that won't happen. But at any rate, yeah, I mean, I was somewhat encouraged. You know, I mean, you and Billy McMullen and John Copper and whoever was on the show are more expert than I am, but I thought the defense played extraordinarily well.
Hey, gotta tip your hat to David Dean. He played like a man in the middle of the line. He occupied two blockers almost all day. Mike Moore had maybe his best game as a Cavalier at the other tackle end position. Clearly, Eli Harold was a factor. He was, particularly in the first half, he ran around that tackle and forced Hundley to step way up in the pocket.
They were swarming. You know, Hundley was running for his life seemingly most of the game.
Well, that's because Henry Coley, the middle linebacker, and the near side linebacker Max Vallis were breaking through almost untouched on their blitzes, and Hundley didn't have time to even look down the field, and they said he was sacked five times. He got hit 15 to 20 times. I mean, drilled.
No, I think he knew he was in a football game once it was over.
I'm pretty certain he needed a lot of ice and Advil post-game, because they knocked him around like a pinball. And I think that's what John Tenuta has been striving for since he was named defensive coordinator.
Well, they always said he plays a very aggressive defense, and it certainly appeared to be that way the other day. But, I mean, you had to be encouraged the way the defense played, and I think before the season started, everybody kind of anticipated that the defensive side of the ball was going to be a strength of this Virginia team. You know, unfortunately, of the 48 points that were scored, the Virginia offense was on the field for 41 of them.
Well, you know, the UVA offense lost to itself 20-21.
There you are. Well,
that's the only way you can look at it. It's unfortunate the Virginia defense could play such a stellar game against a top 10 opponent. And unfortunately, Murphy's Law entered in there. The tipped ball by the rushing end for UCLA, that was a forced turnover. However, the fumble by Dawkins after getting the first down is inexcusable. A wide receiver, a slot back, flanker, running back, tight end. When you're getting tackled, you've got to cover the ball.
You've got to wrap it up.
And if the ball comes loose, all you have to do is smother it. It was totally inexcusable for him to let that ball get away from him on the field and leave it in the hands of the referees, who did not blow a whistle on the field of play. And that play could have been blown dead. Now, it wasn't, and that's life.
Ball was coming loose.
It was. Nobody said it wasn't. I'm just saying that type of play, his knee was hitting the ground when the ball came out. The point is, I've seen that play called and blown dead. What's really inexcusable is when the ball comes free, everybody on the Virginia offensive side of the field, they needed to tackle that man, tackle that defensive back. No excuse for it. They don't hear a whistle, you knock him down. You knock that guy down.
You got to play to the whistle.
So, that's right.
I mean, that was
that was unfortunate.
And then, you know, shortly thereafter, the third defensive touchdown for UCLA. But, you know, again, a positive from that standpoint, it becomes 21-3. I don't have the exact time left, but there was, what, probably 2 minutes to go and a half or maybe less than
yeah,
that?
Yeah, 2.5 maybe.
And, of course, the coaching staff, for reasons that we may discuss during the course of the show, decide to make the change to Matt John. He comes in and has the drive down the field, which certainly gave Virginia momentum going into the locker room. But the key is, you know, the team, maybe in some past years after that kind of unfortunate happening, three defensive scores in the first half, they might have just said, hey, it's not our day, and just laid down. But they fought the whole game and got back in a position where they had a chance to tie the game late.
Well, as I've said to any and all comers, I said that this team, this Virginia team, would play hard this year. I thought they played brilliantly at times. The backup quarterback had his best game ever as a collegian, and is really his first action ever behind center or under center, Matt Johns, and he can run. Virginia may have uncovered a diamond in the rough. This guy, he was a good basketball player in high school. Hobo.
That's always a key right there.
That
good athlete right there.
And he threw a nice fade pattern down the sideline to Kanane Severin, then to Andre Lavrone for the first touchdown before half. That gave the entire Virginia sideline something to be excited about going into halftime. Further still, in the third quarter, he threw an even better pass to Jarius Jennings. That back shoulder fade is something the pros do all the time, and Jarius Jennings made that guy look foolish. And you know, if you're a Virginia fan and you were watching Virginia drive inside the UCLA 20 with 3 minutes to go, and the offensive coordinator unfortunately called three running plays, and I don't care if Matt Johns didn't understand the signal from the sideline on third down, it's inexcusable for that coordinator to call two running plays on first and second down when you had UCLA on their heels. They were on their heels. Johns was on fire. Let him win the game. Don't take the ball out of his hands.
Well, first and second down. You know, maybe first down, maybe second down, but you're right. I mean, in that situation, and the
attack.
Clock, and the clock's winding down, because so you want to, in that situation, preserve time, because there are two things. You may have to opt for the field goal.
Right.
And if you score and you don't make the two-point conversion, you hopefully have some time left on the clock to do something. So
that's the best analysis you've said on Who's Talking in 5 years.
Well.
You're exactly right. But I say, I'm going to give you a basketball analogy. You can't score unless you shoot. Okay.
That was always my attitude.
Virginia was averaging 3 yards a carry in the football game on handoffs. 3 yards in a cloud of dust was not going to get him the win. Johns can run. He can throw. Let him.
Yeah. In defense, you know, since
there's no defense.
Well, you might play action on first down thinking UCLA believes you're going to pass the ball and you catch them by surprise. Who knows? But
throw the football.
I would agree with you.
Modern day football is through the air.
And that's where they were picking up yardage.
And we had tall receivers. Lob it into the end zone a couple of times. See if you get a chance for a 2-point play to win the freaking game.
And the other thing about Matt Johns looking, I mean, he's 6'5", so he's got
he can see the whole
nice
field.
Height to him, 210 pounds. I think they're cloning the wide receivers. They're all 6'2", 210.
All right, we're gonna jump to break real quick. And on the other side, we're going to bring in Billy McMullen, former UVA wide receiver, and we're looking forward to his comments. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking on Labor Day Special Edition.